Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Sladek is here. She's back. CEO and founder of XYZ University, best-selling author of Talent Generation, and a book we helped her launch a while back. One of the leading researchers on generational insights and the time when we need that kind of insight very much. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
Boy, howdy, do we need that kind of insight, don't we, with five generations in the marketplace and these young whippersnappers coming along. They got their own ideas. They think, they to quote a certain young politician who's clearly wet behind the ears, they think they're the boss, don't they?
Well, it's true that we're seeing workplace etiquette really evolve into actually a very controversial subject because, yes, we're seeing differences among younger generations in how they communicate and how they establish relationships, and they aren't really following those etiquette rules that were so ingrained in the boomer generation and even passed on to the Xer generation. So it's creating some conflict within the workforce, that's for sure.
What's an example of that you're seeing out there? I mean, I've hired a lot of millennials over the last 15 years, and I've gone through, you know, as I remind people, probably about 20% of millennials act like boomers. they act a lot like baby boomers, but the other 80% are full-fledged millennials. But what are you seeing out there?
So I'm seeing two main trends. The first one being something called ghosting, where you just don't show up, or you don't respond to an interview or a job offer, or you just don't show up for work. You just stop communicating altogether. So there's the ghosting trend, and then there is.
We used to call that unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, ghosting has become
indefinite. Is that an actual? I'm sorry, Sarah. Is that an actual term they use?
Yeah. Ghosting just made the list of.
So they're sitting at the bar and they're sitting at the bar having a beer, and their buddy walks up and says, "I'll have one of those," and the second one walks up says, "How was your day?" He said, I had an appointment, but I ghosted. Is that what happens?
Well, you know, I don't know if they always use the term themselves, but it's definitely a labor market trend now.
Why is that a trend? I'm confused. I'm having a hard time understanding. I mean, do they don't have student loans? They don't eat food? They don't need a roof over their head? What does that mean?
Right. So there's actually a few reasons why this is happening. The first one is it's on the rise because of the job market. So unemployment's at its lowest point in decades.
Right.
There are more job openings and there are people looking for jobs. And so especially for young workers who are coming of age in this new reality workforce, it's emboldened them. So they think, well, we'll just skip all those awkward conversations with the bosses and we'll quickly move on to other opportunities. And they kind of have their pick of jobs, so they're not really worried about those relationships in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason.
Now they realize that's occupational cotton candy, right? There's no protein in that. There's no relationship building protein. It's something that feels good right now, but it will absolutely not prepare them for the future. Do they realize that?
You know, Jim, I don't think they do.
Am I right with my analysis?
Yeah. Oh, you are absolutely right. It is the worst thing. It is the worst for relationships. It's the worst for referrals and promotions and all that. But I don't think they fully comprehend that. I think that for millennials, you know, it's always been instant gratification on demand. It's the here and now. They think at most 5 years out. But also we saw a shift in the 1990s in secondary curriculum in the schools.
Yeah.
And we moved from career and trade-based education towards advanced placement, college
right.
prep courses.
Right.
And a lot of millennials, and even now these, they didn't receive training on workforce-related situations. So they don't really get it. They don't
it is, I do want to stick in here real quick. Because I don't mind pointing out the issues that millennials need to work on, but I also want like to point out the fact that I've said every time they're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're probably the best values of any generation we've ever had. And again, I want to remind people that a lot of millennials out there listening will say, well, I'm not like that. I show up for work. I don't ghost. But there are plenty who do, and that's what we're talking about. Those people who do. Now, are they, if they ghost in terms of not showing up for work, they've got a job, do they is that ghosting too when they just don't show up for work?
Yeah, exactly.
Do they think they're going to keep their job? I mean, do employers let them do that? Do they let them get away with that?
No, I think in most cases they are ending up losing their job, or they're choosing to ghost to walk away from a job.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. This isn't like a broad generational thing we're seeing, but it is a workforce trend we're seeing. And some of these trends have a tendency to trickle up. So we have seen and heard a lot of complaints within the workforce. Mm-hmm. Young people are kind of saying, hey, I was ghosted by employers when I was coming into the workforce, meaning I would apply for a job and I would never hear back for weeks, whether I got the interview, got the job, nothing.
Right.
So there's some of that ironic.
Well, grow up a little bit. That's been going on for 150 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody owes you a living or an interview. You got to earn it.
Right, right. And there's other things happening as well. You know, I'm hearing, I just spoke with a young business owner who said that a colleague actually posted a video on social media bashing the company.
Wow.
And she intended to just send it to friends, but of course the company found out about it and she lost her job.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing CEOs say, hey, this employee isn't calling me Mr. or Mrs. or they aren't standing up when I come in the room.
Right.
And I think, again, part of this is just we have become a little bit more of a casual society, but also we're not teaching workplace etiquette.
We're not talking about and or respect the people whose shoulders you're standing on.
Right.
We're going to talk about this respect thing after the break. One of my hot dogs, 20 after. The book is called Talent Generation. Sarah Slattick is our guest. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.